Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Tonight, fierce backlash greets NPP's National Executive Council's proposal to elect the party's flag bearer before its national executives, a move it insists will fill an apparent leadership vacuum in reorganizing the leadership of the largest opposition party.
So, what the campaign is here? Who could you flag bearer this time? Eddie Akohefa. There are 88,917 human settlements in Ghana.
Well, we'll bring you details as the leadership of the party justifies decision to set presidential primaries for January 31 next year.
By the end of 2028.
Then one man, one vote.
One vote in a day. It's me possible. But then the database where your membership drive no ye or more party ID cards, what menya, or more betrayal juice no, yet menya. It's a bread juice or twaba winning members of good standing. And that's our database no.
We have all the details here on Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Well, the opposition, New Patriotic Party's decision to elect the presidential candidate of the party before its national executives elections has been met with stiff opposition barely 24 hours after that particular announcement. The National Executive Council yesterday scheduled the party's presidential primaries for January 31, 2026, signaling an early start to its preparations for the 2028 general elections. Now, the decision follows a recommendation by the party's nine-member Constitutional Review Committee, chaired by lawyer Frank Davis, which had proposed amending the party's constitution to allow for earlier presidential primaries. Take a listen to the General Secretary of the NPP, Justin Kudua Frimpong, talk about it.
So, spoke about the time for our presidential primaries. And again, the committee agreed that that decision does not warrant amendment of our constitution. But in light of the spirit and letter of Article 13 of the NPP constitution, that power is closed with National Council to make that decision. And National Council today also made the decision that the date for our presidential primaries is set for January 31st. 2026.
So that is General Secretary Justin Kudua Frimpong. Now, he further revealed that the NEC has decided to hold its National Delegates Conference this year on July 19 with Planning Committee chaired by former First Speaker of Parliament Joseph Osewusu, as it hopes to amend its constitution.
Because there's going to be a proposal or a motion for amendment for our constitution, a committee, or what we refer to as a planning committee, has been put in place by National Council to prepare and also implement directive that has been given to them for us to have a successful delegate conference to amend our constitution, the provision that has to be amended. And chairman for the committee is Honorable Joseph Osewusu, former Member of Parliament for Bekwai, as chairman. Henry Nanabuache, the national organizer, is the vice chairman for the committee. Honorable Jerry Ahmed, second deputy whip, minority whip, is also a member of the committee.
So that is the general secretary there making an announcement and explaining further who and who will be leading the organization of the National Delegate Congress. there. Now, my colleague Baponi Ashale joins me in studio with a statement issued by the MPP explaining the rationale behind the decision they took at that particular NEC meeting yesterday. Baponi, what are the details of this particular statement?
So, Brace, first of all, we know that the Frank Davis-led Constitutional Amendments Committee submitted a compilation of the amendment proposals it received from party members and identifiable groups to the General Secretary for onward circulation to regional and constituency secretaries of the party, in line with Article 19B of the MPP's constitution, ahead of the delegates' conference. Now, the committee also, we know, that presented their report to the National Council, where the committee recommended to the National Council to fix an early date for the conduct of presidential primaries based on the overwhelming proposals from the party members and extensive stakeholder engagements they held. So this is from the Frank Davis Constitutional Amendments Committee, where they thought that there was enough momentum on the ground or demands from the ground, at least from
for
the
Congress.
Yes, for primaries
to elect the flag bearer.
Flag bearer of the party. So in the understanding, after the deliberations, the understanding of the National Council, which was eventually they tilted towards or gravitated towards that decision, that they adopted the decision and thought that, one, there was a leadership vacuum, they thought, and that this proposal will help them cure that. If you look at the statement, it says that after extensive deliberations, National Council overwhelmingly adopted the committee's report, particularly the aspect relating to the presidential primaries, which was strongly argued. Again, these are the words. You hear that. It definitely tells that there was an argument at the National Council level, and to the best approach they thought would be to urgently fill what they said the apparent leadership vacuum in the party's reorganization drive. And they thought that this vacuum can only be cured by what they said to fix an early date for the conduct of the presidential primaries. And they thought if they did that, then that vacuum will vanish and will help them ultimately, Brace, as we know now, what we've been trying to do in the last couple of months, reorganization drive, that has suffered, we know, quite a number of setbacks and some of comments that haven't gone well for them and all of that in some of the regions they've been to. So they feel that as a National Council, an early date or having a flag bearer, somebody lead the party, focal person that everybody listens, speaks to, and takes orders from,
will help.
It may help to solve this particular challenge that they have. And not forgetting that this reorganization has had its own challenges, particularly because of the individuals that were leading it.
Okay.
Not forgetting, we've seen Dr. Baumia, we've seen Kennedy Japon, and some other individuals that people have said them, they didn't augur well for a lot of them, but they think if this decision goes through, then it will help to do that.
But even before the rank and file of the party, as you heard Papani explain, that the committee engaged with a lot of stakeholders and they thought that there was groundswell agreement that let's have an early primaries to elect our flag bearer. But even before the rank and file of the party welcomes the decision of early presidential primaries, some key party stalwarts have been criticizing the move, describing it as poorly thought through. Boakye Jakun is former presidential aspirant of the MPP. He's been speaking on Kumasi-based radio station with regards to this particular announcement.
When Osidaya Oye Roof and Sanwabeye Foundation, when Osidaya Oye Roof and Sanwabeye Foundation, MC Agonwana either Ebinum Tiasi and now Ebinum de Pesemun Kumina. Any of the food, the baby person, or much cheering near my share, one butuma now or more to him. Oh, and then I will call you flag bearer and sana where you form for. They are media a seven predecessor, a total nonsense, seven predecessor. So, it's a what a campaign, sir, what a campaign, a sepa. Who call you flag bearer this time, Eddie Akohefa? There are 88,917 human settlements in Ghana. The woman say, when you flag bearer, ne, se unchin oma pro, any Ghana fun in Ankasa in all these community human settlements, over here 10 years, and San Gotinia Jinina. But se owo 210,000 executives from polling station to set the year we are, over to me the 88,917 communities, no, over to me a manipa two bia ako or nasi, and within 1 week. What covered the whole party? No, and a year turn of first and foremost. and sana presidential candidate ni de wabe fwaso. There is no way one person can win an election for any political party. Na e kamia yese omo ben ni pan voters no. Omo ni eni omo no omo ni won kokisa. So in the meme for me a polling station in Tendugua. Tendugu polling stations no me no omo ni shase ni nkomo. E bin kono bru be bia near ye electoral area for constituency for no more be count near ye juma.
Well, Papani, so that's Sebwache Ejakuda. He's, has aspired for the flag bearership before. That's what he's saying. Can you transcribe a bit for me?
Yes. So what he says are in two strands. First of all, he says on face value this decision, in his words, and he said that in English, is nonsense. And his explanation is that the person that you are voting for is not the party. Only comes to support the party to win an election. So therefore, focal person, you hear him use some of those words, cannot necessarily win the party on his own. He felt that it should be the other way, which is the second point he makes, that the party should rather be built from ground up, where you have the executives at the various districts elected first, then we build that to the national, so that the people at the grass who can do all the conversation and movement throughout the entire country. Because if you compare one flag bearer to over 200,000 executives that they may have as a party, then clearly the executives should have priority and should come first, and we should start a reorganization from down there up. He thinks that this approach, in his words again, is pure nonsense.
All right, this is Top Story, as always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let me bring in Kwesi Kwating, he is spokesperson for the Kennedy Ejapon team. Also, Dennis Miracles Abuaje is aide to Dr. Baumia, the 2024 flag bearer of the NPP. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm grateful to you for joining us. Let me start with you, Kwesi Kwating. I've read a comment from Sam Quarter. Some agreeing, some disagreeing. We've heard the committee say that there was groundswell agreement or proposal from the grassroots that there should be an early presidential primaries. Where do you stand on this?
Well, good evening to you and your listeners, and good evening to my brother Dennis on the line. Let me state that this decision is a decision of the National Council and NEC. And as we all know, the National Council derives its authority from the constitution of the party. And so it is not out of place when the National Council brings such a calendar or voting or election schedule. We, on the face value, respect every decision of the National Council as a team, except to say that, recall the General Secretary just issued an update to that effect. It just came in some few hours ago. The team has taken notice of it. As of now, what I can say is that the team will make an official position on the matter. But I must reiterate that the Honorable Kennedy Ejapon and his team will not do anything that or traverses the stated principle of the party, which includes unity, restructuring, rebuilding for us to capture power in 2028. So at the right time, we are going to communicate our position and stance to the good people of Ghana and the MPP as a party.
If you say on the face value, does it mean that when you go into details, you sort of disagree with this?
I do not want to be in the position to prejudice the collective decision of the team. Even as I speak with you, I am aware that they've taken notice and they are having a discussion on SIB. We do not want to rush in making decisions, but I must also add that it is a council decision. We are mindful of that. We are also mindful that the council, obviously, which derives its authority from the constitution, made that decision. And in due course, we will communicate our stance.
But if you look at your party's constitution article, if you look at the one that talks about the election of the presidential candidate, it says the election of the party's presidential candidate shall be held not later than 24 months from the date of the national election. The date and venue for the election shall be decided by the National Council, provided, however, that the National Council may, on appropriate occasion, vary the date. So this is the National Council taking the decision. Should we expect that when you go into details, we may have some disagreement coming from the camp?
Well, if I make a point that we are going to make our position on it, the expectation may not necessarily be a disagreement. We could even come out affirming the position of the National Council, especially when I've given a premise that we respect the decision of the party. We will always abide by the decision of the party. We are law-abiding party members, and we will do everything that will put the good image of the party in a good light. And so I do not want to run ahead of the gun. I assure you that in due time, very soon, you are going to hear from us the position that we have on with regards to this. But recall that it is not only about the timing, but actually, as like you played even the audio of Mr. Jacob, there has been concerns and how people have reacted to in terms of their approach vis-a-vis the fact that this time around we may be considering a top-bottom approach. I am sure our decision and whatever reviews that we have and commentaries that we have will take into account all these conversations. But like I indicated, emphasis has to be made that everything that we will say, everything that we will do, every decision that the Kennedy Japan camp will take will be in the supreme interest of protecting the new Patriotic Party brand.
So we shouldn't take comment by elements that are believed to be associated with the camp as what the camp represent.
I mean, you are speaking to me, and I'm sure you called me based on a certain capacity that I'll be able to communicate the intention and the position of the camp to Ghanaians. And I have indicated to you that in due course, you will hear from us officially,
okay,
from a very official position. Of course, I mean, people may have their own individual views, despite the fact that they align or appeal to candidate A or candidate B. Their views may align or may be in sync with the candidate's position, and sometimes we may be in variance. But ultimately, when we issue a formal communique, it supersedes all other views, even though it may respect it. So we are also looking at, I mean, we are considering EU sentiments, engaging broadly, having proper consultation before we are able to communicate our position on it. But, I mean, in overall, I'll reiterate again that every decision that we make will be in the supreme interest of the new Patriotic Party and Ghana as a whole.
But will you be prepared for the January 21, 2026 election?
Honorable Kennedy Japon is always prepared to have an election or go through the election process every day, every time. That I can assure you. You see, I always make a point that predominantly, if you look at the two leading candidates, Dr. Bawumia has been in the scene for at least for about 16 years now, right? And when it comes to the Honorable Kenneth Yapon, to, I mean, from 92 up till now, as a founding member of the party, he has always been in the scene. I mean, these are people who do not need so much time to market themselves. But of course, I also have to admit that they may need time to also sell their message, especially looking at the political circumstances and the current dynamics. But I do not think time will be so much of constraint. We are ever ready. We are ever prepared to go through a clean and fair electoral processes. Ultimately, sovereignty resides with the people.
Okay.
Over 200,000 polling station executives that will decide. And those are the people that we are going to sell our message to them out of respect and decorum for them to make the decision of who leads the party. Ultimately, we'll come together as one party and move with one accord.
So you don't side with people who say that this decision has been made to favor one candidate?
I mean, people may have their opinion and factors that influences their opinion. But when you are speaking for a team, certainly you will not want to prejudice the position of the team. So I would urge all of us to wait for the official or formal position of the team, which, okay, like I indicated, will be in the supreme interest of the
party.
Okay. Patriotic Party.
All right, I'm grateful to you. Do stay with me. Let me bring in Dennis Miracles Abuaji. He's aide to Dr. Baomia. Dennis, thanks for joining us here. I mean, people say that this is a decision that sort of favors your candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Baomia. Is that how you see it? Or you feel, well, this is the National Council doing its job to try and fill a leadership vacuum of the MPP?
Well, could you, good evening to your listeners and good evening to Kwesi. I'm sure you are aware that Dr. Mahmoud Baomia has been through this severally. And so for him, and it's not an issue of what favors or what goes against him. What is important is that the date has been set. He awaits the rules and regulations guiding the process. And let the debates begin. I mean, the National Council is the second highest decision-making body of our party. And the constitution of our party really grants them the rights to take such decisions. As of now, I have no idea which decision they have taken that favors or disfavors another. What I know is that we all have equal number of days to engage the good people of our party and give them clear-cut, cogent reasons why they need a leader like Dr. Mahmoud Baomia to take this party to the 2028 elections, not just for the New Patriotic Party, for this country as a whole.
But you've heard people like Mr. Boakye Ejiakou, who clearly disagrees with the decision by the National Council for setting the presidential primaries for 31st January 2026. Isn't it worrying that, I mean, you'd have big wigs like him talking against it? This morning I spoke to Kennedy, Arthur Kennedy, who also disagrees with the decision by the National Council.
I don't remember the last time Dr. Arthur Kennedy agreed with anything regarding the MPP. So I think for his, I can disregard it. As for Honorable Boakye Ejiakou, I'm sure you agree that a party as big as the New Patriotic Party, even if we see a unanimous decision, it would not in any way mean that one or two people will not have dissenting views to it. And that is why these decisions are taken at that level. And that is why even at the National Council meeting, there are processes that will follow to arrive at a conclusion and at a decision. These processes were duly followed. Mr. Boakye Ejiakou, I believe, has been in several other National Council meetings where his views on other issues have also been carried, contrary to how others also felt. The most important thing is that about 98% of the members of the council took this decision, agreed to this decision. And so, of course, we still would have 1 or 2% who may feel that should we have used another approach would be better. I've read Mr. Buachie Jako's article, and clearly they represent his views. These views may not necessarily be views that you would say do not hold water. But the other side, the other views also are very strong points. Remember that the idea behind the election on 31st January, it was purely, or it's purely based on the fact that the party believes it's important to have a leader as early as possible so we can rally the entire party around that leader and the leader's vision.
Okay.
We see this approach as the quickest way to reduce the tension, to reduce the bickering, to reduce all the noise that we currently you know, have in our party. And having used the status quo for a very long time, anybody that has followed this party will agree that this approach is at least a new way for us to go to see how that would also turn out. I recall vividly after the 2012 elections, Mr. Buachie Jako, I remember at that time he was campaign manager for Nana Addo Akufo-Addo. He was at that time proposing for an early election for the presidential candidates. Okay. I remember very, very well.
Okay. All right.
And at that time, there were people who also dissented and disagreed with him. Okay. And I think ultimately the decision of the majority carries. And okay. So far, across the length and breadth, if you listen, you'd realize that the party people are very much excited and aligned with this decision by the National Council.
So you and your side, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, back the early election for January 31, 2026, right?
I mean, we're back in a decision by the National Council that inures to the interest of the party. And for this particular decision, we fully and firmly back it because we think it is the best to ensure that we keep the harmony and unity of the party and prepare very well for the 2028 election. So it's the best decision.
All right. I am grateful to you, Dennis. Let me bring in Dr. Kwame Asasanti, Senior Lecturer, Political Department, University of Ghana. Doc, you've seen that, for quite some time, I think this will be the first time where the party wants to elect its flag bearer before it does the national executive, the constituency, and also the polling stations. What do you make of this arrangement?
The party has spoken. But from where I sit, there are questions that linger on my mind. One is, which body is going to elect the flag bearer? Has the body been elected already, or you are going to use the old body?
Yeah, there are currently national executives and regional executives there now. The tenure has not expired.
Okay. So, by that argument, you are saying that they qualify to elect whoever will be the flag bearer January 31st, 2026. If that argument is what you are saying, then I have no problem with that. But if the case is that you elect the flag bearer, then you go and look, get the executive also elected, then a little difficulty. But the crux of the matter is what you have touched upon, that by that time, they have not, their tenure have not expired. Then they are good to go. Yeah. So once that is cleared, I'm not sure there is a problem. All that I have is that if you listen to the general secretary and then those you've spoken to, one of the benefits of such exercise is that if they are able to get a flag bearer, they all rally behind and it will build the unity. That is true. But they should not lose sight on the fact that if there are lingering problems, they will deal with that.
Okay.
Alongside.
I'm grateful.
But of course, that question, if you stray the conversation, becomes moot because the party is going for the general election of 2028. Definitely all problems that exist, they want to deal with that.
I'm grateful to you, Dr. Kwame Asasante. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel. Connecting Energy. Up next is Newsnight.